It's the Doobie Brothers and their remake of that old song, Little Darlin', I Need You. And the Four Tops with an original version of an old song, Baby, I Need Your Lovin'. A couple of tunes from Talking Heads. Uh-Oh, Love Comes to Town, which is the current single from that band. It also appears on the album, Talking Heads 77. And one of my favorite songs from the album. It is such an enthusiastic, positive, optimistic tune called Pulled Up. That continues to make me smile every time I hear it. Pulled Up from Talking Heads 77. And an old one from the Velvet Underground from the Loaded Collection, a song called Sweet Jane. A song that Lou Reed later on recorded on live on the Rock and Roll Animal album. But I like the Velvet Underground version of it better, I think. Personal taste there. Sweet Jane. And me, I'm in a rock and roll band. At 18 minutes before noon on a Saturday morning. If you're into recording, you should be familiar with Fuji. Fuji believes that if you know more about recording, you'll enjoy your music more. And that's why they want you to know about headroom. It's a technical term that describes, no, not that. It describes how much music can be recorded on tape before it starts to distort. If you can record at a high level, you can play back the music with the volume control turned down and still get more sound, but without unwanted noise or distortion. If you record on a tape that has more headroom, you'll get better, quieter recordings. And that's what you'll get when you're using Fuji FX cassette tape. Fuji FX cassettes give you exciting, undistorted sound from the lowest lows to the highest highs, which encompasses it all, friends. Try Fuji FX and discover how great your recorded music sounds. Available at Sam Goody's and Park Avenue Audio. Better recordings start with Fuji tape. They want to help you make even better recordings. A couple of old songs now from the 1960s, way back when. This is Phil Oakes.
What's that I hear now ringing in my ears? I've heard that sound before. What's that I hear now ringing in my ears? I hear it more and more. It's the sound of freedom calling, ringing up to the skies. It's the sound of the old ways of falling. You can hear it if you try. You can hear it if you try. It's the rumble of freedom calling, climbing up to the skies. It's the rumble of the old ways of falling. You can feel it if you try. You can feel it if you try.
Far between sundown's finish and midnight's broken toll, we ducked inside the doorways, thunder went crashing. As majestic bells of bolts struck shadows in the sounds, seeming to be the chimes of freedom flashing. Flashing for the warriors whose strength is not to fight. Flashing for the refugees on the unarmed road of flight. And for each and every underdog soldier in the night. And we gazed upon the chimes of freedom flashing.
And good afternoon. We're back here at WNEW-FM in New York. I'm Vin Scalza on this Saturday afternoon. Here's an old recording. This was recorded back in 1931.
Mm-hmm. What price happiness? What price happiness? Who can truthfully say? But for every share, with tears we pay. Love is happiness, I've had happiness. Ah, but it ended one day. Now I look at life a different way. When skies are cloudy and gray, they're only gray for a day. So wrap your troubles in dreams and dream your troubles away. Just remember, sunshine always follows the rain. Whistle and dream your cares away.
Till that rain stops, you'll find the sun laughing at life. If you are lonely, then you can only smile through your tears, laughing at life. Live for tomorrow, be happy today. Laugh all your sorrows away. Remember bad times, make way for glad times. Frown, spin around, laughing at life.
Sunny day with a smile on my face, I'll go back to that place far, far away. I'll go back to that shack and that red-headed hen. She'll say, how have you been? Then go back to the hay and lay me my breakfast. Some sunny day I'll be on that express, flying away to my little bunch of happiness. Oh, how I pine for those lips sweet as wine. They'll be pressed close to mine some sunny day.
And that's Bing Crosby. Some Sunny Day, recorded back in 1957, and Wrap Your Troubles in Dreams goes all the way back to 1931 with the passing of Bing Crosby, yet another of very major, important cultural figures and entertainment figures in America, moves on. It has been certainly a year for the deaths of people like Bing Crosby. Lou London, Laughing at Life, the song in between the two Bing Crosby tunes. And the passing of Bing Crosby kind of grounds for some thoughts, which I would like to share with you in just a minute after we take care of a commercial word or two. Mania live on stage at the Winter Garden Theater. Tickets still available for tonight's performance at the box office at Ticketron, or call Telecharge at 245-4878. 245-4878. We live in, obvious and simple fact that we live in the most advanced time that man, as we know man, has ever lived in. You know, it stands to reason, as far as we know. You know, there may be some other things that happened a long time ago that we're not aware of yet. The 20th century has been unique in the fact that the 20th century brought about mass communication with the advent of film and the advent of recording, specifically, and also with the advent of broadcasting, I guess, beginning with radio. Back in the 1920s, when all of a sudden people all over the country and all over the world could be joined together at any given moment to share something. That certainly with the advent of radio and with film, the fact that films could be seen anywhere as long as there was a projector and a white wall or something, you could show a movie. So the 20th century has given us more celebrities, more important, quote-unquote, people than any other time, really, in terms of mass recognition. And this fact, I think, has a lot to do with thinking about the passing of a lot of these culture heroes, the passing of people like Bing Crosby and Groucho Marx, and a couple of years ago, Louis Armstrong and Duke Ellington and people like that. People who have been in the public eye throughout the entire 20th century, who have gone through generations and generations and have constantly been in front of us. You know, our parents, right? And then we as kids growing up watching the old road movies on TV or whatever with, you know, Crosby and Hope. We've grown up with these people. We've known these people. And I think more of us have known more of these people than ever before. You know, it stands to reason because of film and because of broadcasting and because of recording that more people have been available to us. And as these people grow old and die, we become, you know, overwhelmed by it at times, especially this year, because so many people have grown old and died this year. We are excluding, you know, the tragic things like Elvis, where he, you know, did not grow old and die his natural death. I mean, not to make a joke out of it, but I think the fact that Bing Crosby died on a golf course is a beautiful, beautiful image. I mean, the man lived his life fully and completely, was an enormous worldwide success. He enjoyed playing golf, and what better way to pass on than that, you know? So I was watching the coverage last night on TV of all of this, and the realization, the impact of the thought that the 20th century is winding down really hit me. When you begin to think that children who were being born today, right now, at this very moment, at 25 minutes past 12 on the 15th day of October 1977, children being born today will essentially be citizens of the 21st century and not the 20th century. And all of the culture heroes who have existed for the last, let's say, 50 years, 50, 55, 60 years, all of those culture heroes are, you know, rapidly now beginning to leave the planet. And we are all of a sudden faced with an overwhelming thought to me that the 20th century is, in fact, almost over. And that the 21st century is quite definitely on its way.
Back in 1899, when everybody sang Auld Lang Syne, 100 years took a long, long time for every boy and girl. Now there's only one thing that I'd like to know. where did the 20th century go? I swear it was here just a minute ago, all over this world. And now the 20th century is almost over, almost over, almost over. The 20th century is almost over, all over this world.
the milky seas. Never look back, never fear, never cry.
Don't you hear my call?
Though you're many years away.
Don't you hear me calling you?
Write your letters in the sand for the day I take your hand in the land that our grandchildren knew.
Don't you hear my call? Though you're many years away. Don't you hear me calling you?
All your letters in the sand cannot heal me like your hand. For my life still ahead, pity me.
To the Void, boys. That's a song from Hello People called Future Shock, coming out of Queen's 39 and Steve Miller's Space Intro, Fly Like an Eagle, and Steve Goodman with the song that provides the kickoff point for the rest of those tunes. The 20th century is almost over. That's a Steve Goodman, John Prine composition on Steve's latest album. Pete Seeger also playing and singing along with Steve and John and a whole cast of characters. It is not a frightening thing. I think it's a very exciting thing, because most of us will probably, hopefully, be around when the centuries change. You know, most of us will probably live for a while in the 21st century, but the thought that children being born from this point on will be the citizens of and the creators of and controllers of the 21st century, just as we have been the citizens and creators and controllers of this century, is an intriguing one to me. Steve Goodman, Steve Miller, Queen, and the Hello People at 102.7. WNEW-FM in New York.